Can I just point out one other thing? It's been like kind of tough to get you on the show. We've had to reschedule a couple times.
Yeah.
And I can see throughout this episode, I've been noticing that your calendar is actually available for us to see behind you, and it's not that full. It's not that full. I have to say, pretty empty calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can see there. I was hoping to send block some of that out.
You have a few times you have canceled leading us on segments red. Written on there. Welcome to Oops All Segments. I'm Kevin, the very best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very moment. I'm Kevin. You've thrown me off.
I'm Thomas. Did I detect a big yawn from our special guest?
Immediately with a spit take. Immediately with a spit take. You killed him. You killed him. Oh my god.
What is happening? Can we focus up a little? This is... We've had choking yawns. What other bodily releases are awaiting us? We're here with special guest and comedian. You know him from Tall Boys, Vance Banzo. Welcome to the show, Vance.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Get my name right.
Did I fuck it up?
Oh my god, holy
no,
shit.
No, you just stuttered. I'm happy
okay,
to be
sorry,
here.
Sorry, Vance.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, and imagine... Here. Imagine stuttering, how disruptive that would be to an audio medium. Yawny McChoke over there. Vance Banzo, and I said it without a break.
Yeah, I need to, you're wearing sunglasses, T.
That's right.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to say, if you're listening to this, we had... The totality, the lunar eclipse occurred. And what was amazing was I looked it up before and it said it was going to start at like 2:30 Chicago time-ish.
That's central.
It didn't say when it was going to stop. And it has never stopped for me. It is kind of a nonstop darkness and all-encompassing. I can't see, anything.
I see.
So... It's awesome. It's so cool what science can do and like
interestingly,
astronomy and
Vance's camera, like there's a huge beam of sunlight in sort of the corner. So Vance is sort of eclipsing kind of right now. If he was to move to his left, he would be sort of I got it wrong. Maybe right. You know, you sort of got it.
No, you got.
Yeah,
I went with the screen left. But
yeah.
I know what you mean. It hasn't really stopped up here. I'm a little further north than you guys. So it's
right.
Still ongoing.
Yes. Well, Vance, what's new with you, man? What's going on in your life?
You know, just a bunch of great stuff.
Wow.
I'm,
nice.
Don't be
I'm
mean.
Living
I
up
went
north.
Blind from staring at the sun. So. But no, let's hear about your many accomplishments.
For sure. Totally polar opposite. I put in my contacts and I didn't need them. I didn't need them.
Your,
my eyes
your vision
back.
Corrected itself.
Congratulations, man. That's so good for you.
Yeah. No spider bite, no nothing. And
amazing. That's good.
Days are getting longer. It's getting hotter.
They are.
I'm taking lots of vitamin D now.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's good.
It gets sunny and you take vitamin D.
He just has to dress up, I guess, you know?
That's right. I'm off the cocaine, so I gotta...
So it's on to the vitamin D.
It's all up, baby.
That's kind of breaking news, right? Because in the comedy scene, everyone is worried about you.
Terrible. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Oh, my computer just tried to push through a software update while we were recording. That's
go ahead and start that, Kevin. Let's make sure that Final Cut Pro is nice and updated.
So I need to tell you guys this. I got, this is kind of crazy breaking news, because a couple episodes ago we were talking about how I am I'm a clean bodied, untattooed man. I got my first tattoo. Whoa. I got a tattoo. And I'm pretty excited about it.
So you gave up that religion?
Pardon me?
You gave up that religion.
I did.
Your body is no longer a temple.
Yeah. Exactly. My body, you know, my body like is one of those, it was a temple. But one of those temples that's sort of like run down, no one's going in or out of it ever, you know, destitute. So I figured, bulldoze the temple. Let's start anew.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys my tattoo, actually. I'm curious to see. I'm just going to put my mic up here and kind of move the camera because it's not in a normal place exactly.
This is kind of a first on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I recommend the video episode for this. So I'm going to just go like
this. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it says,
"You piece of shit." You fucking dick. You. This motherfucker, you stole my tattoo idea. Huh? You're a piece of dog garbage.
What do you mean? You have that tattoo or something?
I might. I
you
might.
You have a tattoo that says my first tattoo on the upper right
you
side.
You're quit lying through your fucking teeth.
What are you
talking
about?
You knew I had that tattoo.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
I just want to say Kevin was in his underwear set up recording fully bare-legged in a gigantic like calligraphy font
huge,
my first tattoo.
Huge tattoo.
How big is yours, Vance?
Is yours the same size as mine?
He's also in his boxer. How is this possible?
Is this audio only? Or?
No.
So
this
don't
video is shared. Yeah.
I will censor it if you want me to. I will censor it if
you
want me to.
You can show us your dick. We'll edit it out. I promise.
Where is it?
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Hey.
Oh my God.
My first tattoo.
The same spot.
Mine may or may not be real. And mine may or may not be. I have to clarify because my mother listens to the show and she will text me as soon as she sees this, confused and upset. Mom, I know someone who knows Vance, and they told me about Vance's. I asked them for a piece of information that would be. I wanted to nardwar you off the top, and so I thought it. Then they told me about the tattoo, and I thought I'm gonna put that on myself. But shout out to my partner Kara who drew it on for me because I couldn't. My handwriting's not that good when I'm not writing on my leg. You know,
yeah.
But she
it
did
looks
good.
Really good. Yeah,
yeah.
She it looked really good. I thought it was yeah.
Not very long. Like, I woke her up about 20 minutes before we started recording, and I said, "I need you to draw on my leg, please." And then
it
she
looked
did
legit.
That.
I thought it was like at least an hour
yeah.
of work.
Yeah, Vance's looks better than mine.
Sure.
But
real.
The guy charged yeah. me 2 hours.
No,
that's
well,
why it looks so good.
You should go yeah. back and let him know. You know,
had
I know
tattoo
someone...
artist just woken up minutes before. And it rolled out of bed.
I'm just gonna put my pants back on now.
Yeah. I mean, what a just stunning start to the episode. I did a bit about not being able to see, and then immediately went back on it so I could comment on Kevin's naked legs. I'm just gonna take these off.
Yeah, you didn't really commit to that character choice, I guess.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Vance, did we check in? What is new with you? You said a lot of good stuff.
A lot of great.
We sort of steamrolled them. We kind of just let them have it.
No, I mean, I'm having pasta at least 3 times a week. You
Whoa,
know.
Okay.
What
Humble
is that
brag.
Like? Is that like a New Year's resolution that you've been committed to or something? You said
That's
it
like a Jordan Peterson thing.
Yeah,
like,
oh, okay,
all
I see.
Pasta
yeah.
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The carnivore diet, yeah. you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Be
I
like
it.
The lobster ravioli. And I did read 12 Rules for Life, and it changed everything for
did
me.
It? Did it?
I
yeah.
made my bed.
Yeah. It's weird because your bed is sort of in sort of like a dormitory, right? Mm-hmm. And sort of like
what
a,
do you mean?
Well, I just, you sort of are like a little military boy, right? You sort of, every morning you kind of wake up and do like military exercises and with your like, with your survivalist friends. Oh. You flunked out of
the like army.
I don't think that's how that works, man.
Yeah, they tested you and
you make the grade.
They were like, I don't think they called it flunked out. I think you were discharged.
I excreted discharge.
I mean,
when
yeah.
They flunked me out.
For sure. Wait, you liked it? Absolutely. So you like
it
came
wasn't a good discharge, my boy.
I don't
think. Stinky.
You ever seen smegma on a circumcised man? It ain't
sticky.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
This
is
the worst episode we've ever done. It's early, but I'm calling it now.
It's bad. This is the worst podcast I've ever been on. This is terrible.
Sure.
It's,
and yeah, I was excited to have you, to meet you. I regret everything that's happened so far.
Yeah, I was sort of going to try and say that we should maybe rebrand to the Small Boys over here.
That's
SMOL Boys.
Yeah, Small Beans podcast.
This is gold. This is...
Should we spin the wheel, Thomas, so that we can get the fuck out of here?
I feel like there is more. We don't just have to wallow in our own personalities. We can create a structure by spinning.
No, let him cook. You know.
Let him cook. Oh my god.
Fright logs. Hmm. From Connor McBride. Participants must choose the top 10 names from the Epstein flight logs and discuss their ranking in relation to one another. So we're doing kind of a March Madness of the flight logs. Let's see who wins.
I'm sorry. The segment alone is very funny.
Okay.
So I guess, Thomas, do you happen to have them on as a shortcut on your desktop still? Or?
Yeah, I got it. Well, yeah, it's sort of an auto-update homepage right. I have. Just, yeah. I Google my own name every day, terrified it would come up. Let's drop some of the big names from this Mint article. Of course... The Royal Prince Andrew, a pretty iconic interview where he claimed he was unable to sweat, where he clearly was friends with Epstein long after the charges. And so there's Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. My personal number one, Stephen Hawking. That's crazy to me. Michael Jackson, kind of a no-brainer, of course.
Mm-hmm.
David Copperfield, his final, couldn't make his flight
is,
logs disappear, could you?
That is kind of a curveball. That's a curveball. Yeah. Oh, man.
I wonder if in like 10 years he'll reveal that Epstein was his greatest illusion. The island never existed at all. There's a
This list Glenn, is like... It's the 96 Chicago Bulls of pedophiles. Like, just stacked.
Of pedophiles. Yeah.
Stacked.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Yeah.
So I know there are more celebs because I'm pretty sure that Chris Tucker is on there, which is also a pretty fun one.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, not
good.
Fun. It's horrible, but, you know, well, surprising. Yeah. Big names, Alan Dershowitz, Leslie Wexner, and then some celebs. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Bruce Willis, and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron! So
they were spoken about, but none were accused of wrongdoing.
Cameron Diaz makes me sad. Cameron Diaz was such a big part of my childhood because of The Mask. I loved that movie as a kid, and that was...
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels was great, too. But, yeah, you know, I liked The Power Tie. I thought there was something there.
Okay, yeah. So Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker took trips with Epstein.
Okay.
Let's see.
So are
Mohammed
we supposed to
bin Salman, the Saudi prince, also on there.
Okay.
Elon Musk. Epstein advised Elon Musk.
Advised? God damn it. Getting advice from this guy.
It was a go-between for MIT and Bill Gates. I mean, he just loved these rich freaks.
So we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to pick.
We're ranking our top 10.
All right. So you said. So sorry. What was that, Vance?
Oh, I was just saying how Epstein just sounds like a people person.
One more time. Just get that wild.
Oh yeah, Epstein sounds like a people person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved a guy who loved to make friends. Yeah. That's sort of the vibe I get.
If you can take your passion and make it into your career, like
Yeah.
Give it up to him, you know?
Yeah. It takes
so what guys. What criteria are we ranking these people on?
Yeah, I guess this is the question, right? I mean, we could go kind of like by Vance's standard of these people being the 96 bulls of pedophiles. So maybe like not who's the best, awful, and most problematic, but maybe like just in terms of like maybe the ones that are most disappointing. Let's do it by most disappointing.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Were most disappointed to find out about is on the list. Coupled with a bit of surprise maybe in there, you know? Because, like, I think we've touched on a little bit. I'm trying to find a better list so that I can visually scroll here. Because everything I can find is, like, handwritten and looks horrible.
Have to do a top five, really.
Okay, let's do top five. Yeah.
There aren't that many. I mean, I was really disappointed to find out that Donald Trump isn't a good guy.
Yeah, that was a curveball.
Broke my heart.
Big surprising piece of information.
It's like finding out Mr. Rogers, like... was an abuser or something, you know? It's just that sucked.
I put Kevin Spacey up there too. It hurt in 2016. It might even hurt more today.
I think David Copperfield for real. That's a weird one. Not that I care that much about him, but it was weird.
I do think that one's pretty fucking shocking. Yeah, David Copperfield is up there.
And like Stephen Hawking is crazy. You gotta be like,
yeah.
I just wouldn't have thought. Apparently, this is a rumor, and it may not be true. So alleged. But Stephen Hawking supposedly went to the island and got little people to try to solve math equations on a chalkboard that was too big. That was his kind of little twisted game.
Right. Right.
Which is.
So Vance, what do you think about that specifically?
Vance. Yeah, that's a I don't know. That's it's like because he's a disabled man. He wants that power. Like you can't.
Yeah.
Look at you, able-bodied piece of shit. You can't do that. It's too big for you. You know.
That was so much better than what I thought you were going to give us.
That was good.
It was so much darker.
It's like
than
me
I really
going out and be like, white man, build a fire, you know, and just watching it
jack
it off while you're trying to survive in the wilderness, you know?
Yeah, I do sort of feel like that's what cabin culture is. I do sort of think cabin culture is just white people pretending that they might have been able to live like the indigenous people at some point.
And speaking of cabin culture, Epstein's flight logs. There we go.
Very good. Smooth.
I do think Chris Tucker again, heartbreaker there. Kind of had like a golden record from Rush Hour, and then you never really hear from him again.
Yeah.
So that to learn
it is
that he
it
was
is
involved.
Sort of like on his IMDb page. If you look, there's like seven things, right? You know, you've got the M. Night Shyamalan movie, not the M. Night Shyamalan, the fifth Element, you know, and then you've got the Rush Hour movies, and then he hasn't appeared on anything except for these flight logs in a really long time, you know, so. That's too bad for him. So I think he's up there too. So we've got Copperfield, Hawking, Tucker. I don't think anyone's surprised about Musk. No one's surprised about Trump. No one's surprised about any of the big politicians, like, you know, the Bidens and the Clintons and that's not shocking. Nothing's shocking. But I was pretty surprised to find out that Kermit the Frog was there.
Whoa.
Who are we surprised that isn't on the list?
Why are there so many songs about pedophiles? That's my question. By and about. George Lucas was mentioned once in the documents, though not really reported seen or anything.
Yeah, that's not so disappointing. I don't know. I've got. I do think that it is Cameron Diaz. Let's put her in the disappointment list.
I mean, yeah, I think again, I would say association unclear, but yeah, if she's involved, that's a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
But you know,
I'm surprised that's top five. That George Lopez isn't on.
Right. Yeah. Right. Who are we most surprised didn't make?
I think George Lopez is the one that we're all a little, you know. Was Cosby on the list?
I don't think he was allowed to go. That's a good question.
Yeah. I feel like Cosby should be on there. I feel like, you know, what was the who's that terrible old fucking piece of shit politician who died recently? He was staying alive forever. He wouldn't die.
Henry Kissinger?
Yeah. Was he on the logs? I guess he was probably so wealthy he could probably do
I think
his own
we would have heard of that one, but yeah, he's done enough evil stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like at a certain point the appeal of evil has to cap out and you're like, I don't know, I'll do some charity for the last few years just to mix it up.
Yeah, just to switch it up. Get right with your savior. Okay. Well, I think hopefully Connor McBride is happy that we dove into the Epstein flight log. I'm so sorry, Vance. You know, I we sort of gotcha here.
Yeah, I didn't like that segment.
For a bracket champion.
I already have said that it was the...
Pardon me?
Oh, sorry. I'm just looking for a bracket champion. Is there someone who won the Epstein list?
Oh!
You know?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It is tough to know, right? Like, because someone's got to come out on top. I feel like Trump has got to be the one who's the champion. Maybe I feel like he kind of comes out as, you know, it's no one. I mean, I guess both of the sitting candidates for the U.S. president, we could maybe say that's pretty impressive, right? That like that you would be able to be the most recent and now current leaders of the country and also doing these things. It's hard to not be a champion, you know. Plus Donald Trump gives himself championships that he doesn't win all the time.
So, yeah.
You know, why not this one too? Thomas, what's your fucking problem, man?
Nothing. I don't know. Like normally when we do the show, I have like a good time and like it's funny.
Yeah.
It feels bad today, doesn't it? Like, and I know Vance, I'm sure you've never listened.
No, not at all.
Why would he, right?
But to me, this is what is with the noises?
What do you mean the noises?
You're doing it on purpose though, because like every time you do something, you just like then it's like back to default.
What?
You're yelling at me.
I think he's yelling at you.
Yes, I'm yelling at you because Kevin and I are here every episode. It's always great, and suddenly, Mr. Esophagian Issues comes on.
Yeah, I'm a smoker, and you two have terrible chemistry. Where are we going with this?
I'm
afraid I can't disagree with the guy. Like, you know,
you know, a terrible chemistry, Walter White.
No, right? Sort of famously great chemist.
No, not great, because he sold drugs, Kevin. And just because you and your little Vance friends do cocaine all the time,
we don't
doesn't
do
mean that I'm not a straight edge king.
Yeah. Well, straight edge king. How tall are you? You could throw short for that too.
Yeah.
You guys can have your little short
thing. I'm 5'10" and a half.
Look,
okay.
This I feel like we had a nice energy. Thomas, you got kind of mad and now
it was not nice. I agree I got too mad. I agree I'm not helping. But it was bad anyway.
Right. I'm going to I'm going to take us to a break. You're going to kind of take a second. Vance is going to take a second. I'm going to take a second. We're going to all take a second. We're going to come back. And everything's going to be a little bit.
Can I just say, Thomas, it's not surprising that you trained at the Annoyance Theater.
What the fuck?
Webster's Dictionary defines podcast as a domesticated, odd toed, hoofed mammal with a great affinity for oats.
That's a horse.
Oh, right.
But we are a podcast and we're called Roommate Lovers.
We do advice questions such as, why is my roommate using my toothbrush?
How do I flirt without being creepy?
Why are you using my toothbrush?
I told you, I just couldn't find mine that
Gross.
Day. We live together and are together, which is why we call the show Roommate Lovers.
We're roommate and lover. We're roommates and lovers.
Well said.
Gross. Find new episodes of Roommate Lovers on Mondays wherever you podcast.
Now that's a podcast of a different color.
You mean horse?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I knew it. And sometimes when they go low, we go high. And we're gonna ask our guest, Mr. Expectoration.
These names are so they're getting exceedingly abstract and long, right? You called him esophagian before.
I'm sorry that I have a vocabulary. Is that another reason you hate me? Vance, do you have a segment?
Do I have a segment?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Thesaurus, let me think here. I would love to talk about, and I think I know where you stand. I think I know where you're going to be in on this, but I want to talk about the Snowpiercer train, one of my favorite sci-fi, post-apocalyptic, great scenario. If you're not familiar, a train travels around the Earth once
every
year.
Which is frozen over?
Yeah, which is frozen over. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And everyone now lives on this train, but it's a very class system. And I was wondering where you boys would be on the train. Would you be near the front?
So, for the uninitiated, the people at the back in the tail of the train called tailies are sort of the most destitute poor. They actually stormed the train and got on sort of without tickets or anything like that at the end of the world. And the people in the front of the train are sort of upper class, very well-to-do sort of society's elite who bought these sort of tickets in advance of the impending apocalypse. And, you know, it's a very thinly veiled class allegory, but it's a lot of fun. It's great. Great movie. A lot of very fun television show. Have you read the it's a graphic novel, right?
No clue.
Okay, so Jesus, sorry, Jesus, I'm so sorry, Vance.
Don't ask him questions because he's very
sort of cagey.
He's very on edge. Yeah, there's
Okay.
You felt like you were trying to make me sound dumb, like I don't read, and I only watch.
I just ask
like half
I don't,
of a movie.
So you only watched half a movie?
I saw Chris Evans, and I was like, yeah, I'll tune in for the last half an hour of this guy.
The last half an hour? So you didn't watch the setup of the movie? You just watched the climax and the end, I guess?
Thank you for filling me in. I really appreciate that backstory. It gives it a whole lot of context.
This is your segment. What did you think? Okay. All right. So where are we?
I don't care about this podcast. I thought about something.
I get it.
I thought about something I saw yesterday, and I'm here.
So you did. So you really have picked up this piece of media.
Comes out. And the truth finally rears its ugly head.
We're not offended.
We have 20 minutes.
You know where I am on the train? You want to know where I am on the train? You want to know where I am on the train?
Where are you?
Where are you on the goddamn train?
Excuse me. Is anyone interested in my location as to the train?
Where
Would
are
you,
you
like
on the locomotive?
A hint.
Oops. There we go.
Would you like a hint as to where I am situated on this particular locomotive? And Mr. Thesaurus is back. I'm being shoveled into the furnace by Vance. That's where I am. They're using my body for fuel.
you're sort of the you're being put into that bug machine, bug food machine that they have in the Did you watch the movie, Vance, or the TV show?
I watched the movie. Yeah,
the movie. Yeah, yeah. Right. You said
Chris. No, they're all eating. I thought honestly, I don't know why isn't human shit. Bugs.
I thought the twist was going to be human shit, right? Yeah. I sort of also was pretty sure it was going to be human shit. Yeah. And so was frankly pleasantly surprised when it ended up not being that. Spoiler alert, I guess, for those of you who've not watched the whatever. Who gives a shit? Go fuck yourself.
The Snowpiercer train is kind listeners. Of like...
Jesus. You don't take every opportunity to kind of get at me, okay? It's like, fine. It's like, we're good.
I forgot there was an audience component to this thing.
There's really not much. There's not much. They're not really involved and they don't exist that much, but they are there.
They forgot too.
Yeah.
That's why they haven't listened for the last 10 episodes.
Exactly.
And that's not changing today. So
no.
For me, the Snowpiercer train is like a mechanical human centipede.
Awful.
That movie I have seen.
That one you stuck around till the end.
The whole trilogy.
I gotta see
Vance
more
has got
of
the graphic novel. Vance has got the fucking. He's got the the script, the signed script. Yeah. but Thomas, so you're being shoveled into the furnace. Vance, do you know where when you saw the movie, were you like, oh, this is the car I would want to be in?
Yeah, I think I want to be fucking wearing fur coats, high out of my fucking mind, dancing 24 hours a day.
The party car seemed like a rager, right? Yeah, like it seemed amazing. Like a good time.
One thing I did notice, no car for fucking, but
interesting.
In the television show, there's it's not quite a sex car. They do this thing in like the party car, which is sort of set up more like a burlesque car. And then they like take people into private rooms, and I might be misremembering this, but they like the implication for the first little while is that it's like, oh, it's like a lap dance room. But then you see what happens in there, and it's more like they give them like happy experiences. Like there's like projections of happiness, and the person sort of walks them through like a guided meditation because like that's something that they're missing. It's a weird, it's very weird. Yeah. So, but yeah, no fucking, no nuts going off in Snowpiercer, you know?
Running train on the train.
Yeah. Blow piercer over here. I was inclined to say the party car. I was inclined to say the party car, but there's
you guys are fucking drug addicts, and I keep saying this, and
we're not though.
No matter
right?
what like, the segment is, you're like the one with the meth. Like you're obsessed with Walter White. You're obsessed with like
you brought up Walter White.
I don't
right?
remember. Yeah. I don't recall.
You brought.
I don't recall. So we'll not know you who brought it up.
Thomas in his deposition. I don't recall.
Me on trial for being on Epstein's flight list.
I said I don't recall.
I don't remember.
So, honestly, we won't be bringing it up.
That literally is how most of them defended themselves. They were like, did I hang out with Epstein? Oh, shit, I forgot.
I don't recall.
I went to his wedding? That doesn't sound right.
Me? There?
Anyway.
But I don't recall. But yeah, that's that. I think I would say the party car, but I think I actually there's some pretty fun like dining cars in there that I think I might spend a lot of my time in. I love a good meal. I feel like I would like to kind of be. It would be nice to be in charge of the food that people.
You
want to
be.
I want my same life. I want to be a restaurateur.
You want to be a business owner.
I want to be on the Snowpiercer train. I want to own a restaurant on the Snowpiercer train, all right? I want to sling burgers. I want to sling fries. I want to, you know, tat thighs, and I want to slap guys. Thank you.
Thomas, I think I could really see you being that little boy stuck in the engine.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Be nice.
Oh, snap.
I mean, play just...
that every time someone calls me a little boy on the podcast. We play that cue.
Oh,
I'm going for the record. I'm going for the record today.
All right, let's spin the wheel again. Let's see if we can't get one good segment out of this episode. There's still time.
Something's got to give, right? Something's got to give. Something's got to go.
You hear me?
You heard. Participants must collectively play Hurdle.
Oh.
So here, I can pull that up.
Yeah.
Share my audio with you.
Have you played Hurdle before, Vance?
Like I said, not a fan of the podcast. What is this?
It's not. We didn't invent it.
You know what Wordle is, right? Like,
do you know what Wordle is?
I've heard it in passing. Okay, but so once Hurdle... again, please don't try to make me feel dumb.
Yeah, you're really insecure. I can't even stress that enough.
You're so mean. So fragile. That's an incredible
combo. Sort of lashing out, but can't. If you can really dish it out, and you certainly cannot take it.
You're a glass house. What?
Sorry, so they call me Vance Glasshouse Banzo.
Yeah. Glasshouse Banzo. I like right. that. You listen to a song. Go ahead, T.
We're gonna hear the intro. We're gonna try to find the correct song in the list. If you're listening, try to guess along with us.
And it plays 1 second of the song, and then it plays a second if we can't get it in 1 second.
I'm gonna be terrible at this. Are you a music fan, Vance?
I am. Yeah. I'm very good at music. I'm very good at trivia.
Okay. So I'm good at this too. So yeah, we should be all right.
You seem not to really listen to podcasts, so I'm glad you're listening to something. Yeah. Let's press play here. Easy, right?
Easy. Yeah. Not a problem. That was Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Let's take that as a first option. It's not on the list.
I think isn't it called? Oh, no, it is called Hey Jude.
They didn't include the Beatles. Maybe they couldn't get the rights.
They have
Hello Goodbye. It might have been that. Should we guess?
Close enough.
Hello Goodbye.
Such crazy. Wrong. Right? Wrong.
Let's hear a little bit more here.
I genuinely, on the first chord, thought it was the King of the Hill theme song.
Bobby's mix. I think this might be the acoustic version of Freak.
Freak?
Freak.
You mean Creep? Creep. I mean Creep.
Yeah, Creep by Radiohead. Mm. I don't think that's what it is, but give it a shot because I got nothing.
It's also not here. Do they not have the biggest songs in the world in this game?
Play it again, T. I do recognize this, but yeah. I can't tell you what it is.
Really counting on this to be the good segment. So
yeah,
we gotta find a way to make it work here.
Slipping.
So do we just skip or should we guess? I mean, skipping seems.
Jewel. Put in Jewel.
Jewel.
Jewel. We have Bejeweled by Taylor Swift.
There's nothing by Jewel though.
No.
Oh man. Vance has left the show. Vance is gone.
He's upset. Loves music. So let's just skip because I feel like we have no idea.
Give us 2 more seconds. We can't do this one. Yeah,
we should have skipped the first one. I don't know why we guessed the dumbass Beatles, but anyway.
Whatever.
Okay, so it's kind of a descending note.
I would have said it goes lower.
But.
Yeah.
Sort of give me a little bit of Pink Floyd vibes, and they have no Beatles songs.
They don't have Pink Floyd.
They don't have the Beatles. I like
this.
It's
called Hurdle Unlimited. Seems really limited, I will say.
Hurdle is limited.
Give it another skip, T. We'll just keep moving until we feel confident about it.
Yeah, let's get a few more seconds. We need all 16. Ooh.
Fuck.
Just us being like,
it's not Freebird, is it?
No, it is not Freebird, and that's not on the list.
Fuck! This game sucks! I hate this show! I hate this segment!
And let's hear the first 10. They don't have any songs.
What is this fucking song?
No clue.
Melancholy, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there a Johnny Cash? It's Ring of Fire. Who's like a sad acoustic guitar musician? If we type in that person's name and they're in the list.
This is kind of boring. I'm going to go use the washroom.
That's
be right
cool.
Back.
Yeah, we're almost done here. Can you hold
it? No one's going to judge
Wait,
you for
can
that.
Can you hold
advance.
It? Can you hold
no,
it?
No, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Why? It's all we have 5 minutes left. Why are we letting him go?
Because
we skipped
Thomas...
four times and we guessed the Beatles, the one song they have.
Skip it again.
No. Wait, who's the guy? Who's the like hunky guy who plays guitar and everyone likes him?
Chris Stapleton?
No. Chris Stapleton. No, John Mayer.
Oh, John Mayer.
Got to be a John Mayer, and they don't have
He's
John
not
Mayer.
Even... Mayer's with an A. Mayer's with an A.
Oh, and they still don't have it. They do have John Legend, a lot of John Legend. I'm going to guess one of these.
Yeah, sure.
John
Pick
Legend,
one of
you.
Submit that.
It's our last guess. Maybe we should skip so we get... Let's skip so we get the whole thing.
Yeah, well, Vince, we haven't even made a fucking guess since you've been gone. So.
We thought it might be John Mayer. He's not in here.
Yeah, John Mayer also not in the... Vince Scott again.
We're
going to
skip
He's
one
left.
More time.
Yeah.
Skip Gen Z train wreck.
Yeah.
This
let's
sucks.
Hear the
this
full
does suck.
Clip, and let's pray to God they give us a lyric. That would be huge. I don't think any of us thought
that's
it would be
Billie Eilish. No. I think
I
that's Billie Eilish.
I thought it would be a lady.
I think it's
and
Billie
Eilish. As I've established, Billie Eilish is a boy.
Fuck. Go, but why don't you pick? It's not my boy. Otherwise, I'd tell you to pick my boy because I know it. But yeah.
What do we think? TV.
Judging by the lyric.
What?
Judging by the lyric, I don't want a something. I'd say it's Billie Eilish bored.
Okay. Okay, I got you. I got you.
It. She doesn't want to. We didn't get it. It was
TV!
TV! Yeah.
Well, that was terrible. Do we want to try doing this one more time?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get it in one.
Kevin, you're a big hip-hop head. Let's do hip-hop.
Yeah. Maybe, you a hip-hop guy, Vance?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's try hurdle hip-hop.
Here we go. It was also just Ariana Grande hurdle.
Oh, yeah. That seems stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's hear this. It says Travis Scott at the top. For
the Travis
reason.
Scott hurdle, I'm guessing, is what it probably used to say. Okay. So I wonder if these are all going to be Travis Scott songs.
It's not playing.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I do know it.
Okay, let's do it. Get it in one.
It's Travis Scott, and it is, is it Maria I'm Drunk, or is it, no, it's the first song off of, Rodeo, and, is it Oh My Diss Side? Yeah, I think it's, type in O, like space O. Okay, so they don't have that.
Well, maybe if I just do the title, because the search... No.
No.
It's gonna be. It's probably going to be the first one.
Yeah, well, type list. In Travis Scott. It's... let's see here. It's none of these.
I'm going to guess Celebrate.
Okay. I'm going to get it. Yeah, okay. No. Try the... Give me...
Maybach music.
She a porn star... 90210. That's what it's called.
Okay. There it is, Travis Scott, Casey Hill. And we got it.
Yeah.
So that's a little redemption story for the podcast.
Damn, son.
Little boy. I like it.
What was that about little boy?
Yeah, just doing some little boys there.
Yeah, I heard. Mm-hmm. We should release this episode as a hurdle. So the audience gets 1 second at a time. Max.
Just Vance coughing? just the first one's just... just
Who's the guest?
Try to guess. Oh, they'll be able to tell. That's the person who gave me long COVID.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I play the whole thing again.
We've come to the end.
Is there anything that you want to tell the people who might, you know, I know that you don't enjoy this show, but there are some people out there who do, and they might want to check out something else. Is there something there where they might be able to find you, find things that you've done?
Yeah, I would say go to wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then in the space bar, just type anything else. Anything else, and you will have a great time listening. Whether it be no news or like a music thing. I don't know if we're still trying to be mean to each other. Is this supposed to be genuine?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
We were supposed to be mean to each other.
Yeah.
Big revelation.
We're all human beings on a rock.
Just to be clear, we're
some
not.
Of us
we're
are
not.
Fuel.
Yeah, some of us are in Canada. Some of us are in America. None of us are actually. Just to be clear, none of us are in Iraq.
yeah.
Vance. where can people find stuff?
Where can they find me? They can find me on Instagram. Just got back on Facebook. Don't add me.
Okay.
CBC Gem.
Check out.
Check out Tall Boys on CBC Jam. I've been told that it's mid. And
by people you love and trust or just people on the internet?
You know, people I was trying to love and trust, and they destroyed that.
They're
polite when they said it.
We would kill to hear we were mid. So you should count your blessings.
Yeah, we're sort of aspiring to mid right now. Sort of hoping to mid it.
In my personal opinion, it's a very good show. We worked very hard on it. We laughed all the time. Go make it a cult classic.
Can I just point out one other thing? It's been like kind of tough to get you on the show. We've had to reschedule a couple times.
Yeah.
And I can see throughout this episode, I've been noticing that your calendar is actually available for us to see behind you. And it's not that full. I have to say, pretty empty calendar.
Yes, you can see there. I was hoping to send and block some of that out there.
You have canceled
leading
all
us
segments
on
red.
There.
Yeah. But
I don't know if you guys are playing Cyberpunk right now, but it takes up a lot of your time.
Cool game. It is a cool game. No, I'm into Helldivers right now. I'm diving into hell a lot. That's my current game of choice.
If you're listening, check out our other podcast, What We Do in the Basement. Check out Club Soda Improv. They'll be at the Winnipeg Fringe Festival this year.
Go into your podcast app. Don't unsubscribe from the show like Vance would want you to do, but do rate us 5 stars. Don't be a coward. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a fucking baby. I'm going to fight you if I see you, and I know that you haven't done it. So if you know me in person and you're seeing this, guess what? It's fucking on site. It's on site. Unlike Thomas.
By on site, we mean it's on a website.
On a website.
Link in bio, and you can also submit segments.
Yeah, and Thomas is off site. As you can see, he has no glasses on. Or he has no eyes, I mean. He has glasses on. He can't see.
Huh?
Off site.
What's that?
He's in Iraq. Have a good day, folks.
Bye.